Hello, dear listeners. Today we're going to talk about the most important events of the last 3 weeks. Starting off with the fact that The Simpsons foretold many events in the future. The White Tiger's attack on the magician Roy Horn, the rise of Donald Trump, and now also the storm on the Capitol in Washington, D.C. Some fanatics claim to recognize it in the seventh season of the series. In the afternoon of the 6th January 2021, over 10,000 people relied on Trump's behalf to march to the Capitol and change Congress minds. The situation escalated and Trump supporters violently invaded the Capitol to prevent the formal certification of the election results. In the riots, 7 people were killed and many more have been injured. As a result, a second impeachment trial has been opened against Donald Trump. Trump's favorite social media platform, Twitter, also drew further consequences from the riots. They permanently deleted his account for inciting violence. Facebook also banned Trump for an unknown period of time. Now to our next issue, which will probably be a never-ending story, the Brexit. On the 31st January of 2020, Northern Ireland and the UK separated from the EU. On January 1st of 2021, London also left the customs union with a perfect deal with Brussels. But how would the Brexit affect the people and member states like Scotland? Many young Britons are frustrated, disappointed and angry, and more importantly, very worried about their future. In many places, young people are protesting against Brexit, but without success, because that's how democracy works. Besides the exhaustion that this long process has brought, many are also concerned about the rights of EU citizens, the Erasmus program, and the duration of the exit from the European Union. For many, re-entering the EU would be a dream. Many people in Scotland also consider Brexit to be foolish and harmful to the economy, which has now come true. 58% of Scots would be in favour of their country's independence. But Boris Johnson, however, is against an election that could separate Scotland from the United Kingdom. Our last topic will be how the UK is handling the pandemic. Earlier this year, new infections in the UK reached 60,000 per day, for the first time since the pandemic started. These figures make the UK one of the most infected countries of Europe, even if it's no longer a de facto member. As of 14th January, 3.3 million people have fallen ill and just over 86,000 have died. Citizens brace for a prolonged lockdown. Thank you for your attention and see you next time.